Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Batchelor with my good pal and guide to Australia's exotic continent, Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. Now, cricket is not Australian to begin with, but it sure is now. Not only the men's team did well in 24, the women's team is still doing well. So well that by beating the English 16-0, they've sacked a coach. What have they done, Jeremy?
Well, John, the poor old English, they lost the women's Ashes quite definitively. The Australians were just so good, and they needed a good scapegoat. I guess being English, they always need a good scapegoat. So what's happened this week, John, is the scapegoat they found was the English cricket coach, John Lewis. So poor old John Lewis, who did the best he could with a team that probably was never going to win against Australia, has now found himself out on the unemployment list because the English Cricket Board found that he was at fault for not allowing their women's team to beat the Australian team in the Australian Women's Ashes this past summer. But, John, I should point out that John Lewis is, as a coach, is actually still quite a phenomenal force. He's actually a very, very good coach, and he's proved it over many, many years with many different T20 teams and test teams as well. And I dare say he probably won't be unemployed for very long. I mean, maybe we'll even pick him up here in Australia. Who knows? Just watch this space. But I think, unfortunately, English cricket needed somebody to blame for the fact that they lost so badly in the English women's test. Poor old John copped it at the raw end of the stick, as we like to say, and he's now basically out. But this now leaves the question, who are they going to bring in to actually guide the women's team through the test series? Because there's really no obvious contenders right now. So English cricket, or at least the women's cricket right now, is without a decent coach. But watch this space. I'm sure the English have a plan. But again, John, this is a very English thing, you know. Basically, your team loses, blame the coach, fire them, see what you can do next.
Yes, and the English team, women's English team, and the Australian English team have gotten through their Ashes. And it doesn't happen again for a full cycle. But the big story is the men's Ashes, which is coming up this year. Late in the year. And everything that contributes to getting an advantage over the English is fair game. I'm learning this. So though this seems an entirely English story, Jeremy sent it to me so I understood that every advantage you can find, every moment you can say England is troubled or England doesn't know what it's doing or England has lost the magic, that helps the Ashes team prepare for the big match. I understand. They've been playing this since the late 19th century, and it's more important than anything I've come across in Australia, even death adders, much more important. We're now going to move to a story about the Australian team that's a puzzle. A very good player, a young man, put in that he was not 100% physically, and asked for a few days off. What was determined afterwards is, in fact, he attended an F1 rally. Jeremy, you're an F1 fan. What is that rally? What is F1?
Well, F1 is the Formula One race, so it's effectively one of the largest world competitions for motor racing. And it's got a big following here in Australia. It has 26 rounds across the world. It actually starts the first round in Victoria at Albert Park Racecourse, so one of the biggest sporting events in the Formula One calendar. So it's basically one of those events where if you're anybody in, say, Australian social society, if you're anybody in the motorsport world, basically Formula One in Australia is where you go to every single March.
And the young man's name is Usman Khawaja. What is he? Is he a batter? Is he a bowler? What is his specialty?
Well, Usman's actually a bit of an all-rounder, so he's not a bad batter and he's not a bad bowler. In fact, he's quite an exceptional batter in some conditions where he's quite easily able to get onto the ball. He can handle the tricky balls as they come down. And then afterwards, when he goes onto the fielding side, he can turn it around. And while he is a bit of a pace bowler, so he tends to be somebody who actually bowls fairly straight down the line, but with a lot of speed behind it. You know what? He can bring out some tricky balls like bounces when he needs to, and he's quite a good strategic player on the field. So Usman is one of the better players in the Queensland side.
Yes, he plays for a Queensland team, and he was not entirely candid about his presence at the game, at the test that match that happened, and went to the F1. I can't tell whether this is a scandal that's routine, or is everybody shocked and he's now off the team.
Well, this is a little bit weird because I don't think we've had a case like this before. And really, what I think the problem is with a lot of people who follow the Queensland cricket side is that Usman was actually supposed to be playing a Sheffield Shield game, which is effectively a test game that lasts all day. Is a very big cricket competition here in Australia. The Sheffield Shield is something that is uniquely, in some ways, Australian. It's something that we actually use as internally one way to weed out people that are going to our international side. But the Sheffield Shield game that Usman actually decided that he wouldn't attend just so he could go and watch the car racing was actually a semi-final between Queensland and South Australia. And Queensland had a fairly good chance of actually winning it. And while the game is still to be decided, or the semi-finals are still to be decided, there's every chance now that Queensland won't make it. And I think people are starting to blame the fact that Usman decided that, you know what? Car racing was more important than him turning up on the field is possibly the reason that the Queensland side hasn't done so well. And I think what's poured a little bit of fuel onto the fire is subsequently, since originally radio commentator Ian Healy, who's a great cricketer in his own right, pointed out that Usman was at the Formula One, and the only way they knew about it was that Ian Healy had actually seen Usman at the Formula One when he probably should have been playing Sheffield Shield cricket. So it was just an unlucky passing in the paddock there. But the fact that this week, the Queensland Cricket Board's Joe Dawes himself, one of the heads there, has actually said that he was originally under the impression that Usman had a hamstring injury. But then it turns out that maybe he didn't have such an injury as he claimed, which had actually prevented him from playing cricket. So it looks like he kind of, as you claim to be sick and don't go to school, so you play hooky from school. It looks like Usman was claiming he had an injury, but instead went down to the Grand Prix and had a fantastic weekend. So this, John, is only starting to get momentum. It's certainly, I mean, cricket always has a controversy somewhere in the world, and I think there's one really brewing here in Australia, but at the end of the day, I think Usman will continue to play cricket, but I think as a selector or the selectors going forward, looking at the international sides and even looking at the Ashes, maybe they'll start to question whether or not he can be relied upon, and how this is going to damage him long term is yet to be seen.
You can count on the fact that every pub in Australia is talking about this in these next hours. Everyone. That's how they do this. It becomes a national debate. It's wonderful. It holds the continent together. We're headed to a part of the continent that is very well known to Jeremy Zachas. That is the world of Dallas and the Magpie families. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.